Syed, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. Not so much for you, though, because you've had to have stitches and obviously must feel quite an amount of pain. I see photographs
my
of your...
leg. Yeah, my leg is still sore on my knee and my right eye as well. It's a bit bloody in the eye.
What happened? Lovely weather we're having at the moment. You were spending the evening with your family. I'm reading the article in Cork PO this morning, Sarah Rountree's article. You were spending the evening with your family and friends in Carrigaline Park. What happened?
Yes, the Carrigaline Park, we are nearly four or five families gathering over there after the work. And they went over there before me. So my wife gave me a call that you don't need to go to home straight away. So you can come to the Carrigaline Park and we'll chat together here. And because I have some health issues, so I doctor told me that I need to give a walk every day around 30 minutes.
Good man. Go
so for she know that yeah. After work I do the evening work. So I think that is a good opportunity. So I went over there and I talked with some of my friends, and then they also work in the afternoon. So we start walking. And then we give a walk on the Carrigaline Park. And then we think that this is a new bridge built in the Carrigaline, new bridge, the walking bridge, walking path. So we think that we can cross that path and then go other side of the river.
Okay, so you're walking around enjoying the environment and the sunshine, you and some other men, some other chaps.
Suddenly, when we arrive on that bridge, and suddenly that young fella is come forward to us and push one of my friend, and then he give a push and small punch to that man. So I just go forward and I say, look, don't do like something like that, and because we are walking and you want to sit down there, so let's talk that what happened. If he did something wrong, or if you feel that he make the wrong, so we can talk and solve it.
Okay, if there's something wrong, we can talk it through. Well, you can't just be going around sucker punching people. You just can't be doing that. What did he say? So what happened next?
Next, he just punched me the first time, but that time I was small with distance, so that punch is not so strongly hit my jaw, hit my face. So I just, because I was surprised that why he punched me, so I just go back few steps. And then one of my friend told that one that, what is the problem? I said, I don't know. Then that boy again pushing my same friend, go away, why do you look at like that? Something like that he told. And then I again went, I talk with, there's a two guy, so I talk with his another friend that what is your problem? And he just aggressively he come forward to me. I said, look, man, I'm not here to fight, or I'm not here to make any trouble with you.
Yeah.
Because you are sit down there and I'm just pass walking. So he pushed you, my friend, and I just want to know your friend that what is the problem. And he told me, I don't know.
Was he accusing your friend of something?
No, the four friends walking that same time with us, with me.
Okay.
Like our friend. And they are two or three friends, and they have a friend as well, but they're the two boys and four or five girls over there.
Okay, young boys and girls.
Young boys and girls.
Okay. And amongst them, some of these individuals were shouting, F-U-C-K off, go home, this is not your country.
Yeah, then the second time, when I went over there, that look, don't push that on and don't make any trouble, that we have a big problem. Oh, then he punched me the second one. And that time they start bleeding and I fall down. And they started screaming, go back your home, this is not your country, blah, 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 a lot of things. And this full of my blood and my family ran into
your son. Your son witnessed all of this?
Yeah. Yes, no, my son witnessed that. Yeah, my son and my daughter. But my son is followed. He just ran and come to me because that time my full face is full of blood.
You were bleeding severely at this stage from the face.
Yes.
Okay. Was there a paramedic happened to be passing at the time?
No, suddenly, thank God that we called the guard, and that time we saw, you know, that guard have a highlighted sticker.
Yeah.
So there is a sticker, he just passing the road. And then he stopped and he saw, like we stopped, we we waved that man, I think that on this regard. So he stopped the car and he saw that there's a lot of blood. Like, my face is full of blood. So he come out and he give the dressing, and I requested him, can it possible to go with you on the sewage? And he told me, sir, that I'm in work, so I cannot, but it's better to you that if you call the police and call the ambulance, so that's better for you
okay,
to go.
Okay, so a Garda came to your aid. Someone called an ambulance. You were taken to the CUH with a deep gash above your right eye.
Right.
Ended up having 12 stitches. You spent the night in hospital. And have been in a lot of pain since then, blurred eye vision with a lot of body pain all over,
because he punched me first on the left side and then the right, left side and then the right side.
Okay.
On my eye. And
But if the guards arrived, what did this gang, these teenage boys and girls do?
They left over there after a few minutes, and when the guards came, they are gone. They vanished from that place. And Garda take our all details, and then Garda told that, okay, I know that, and I will catch that man.
And they did. So they did arrest a teenage boy.
Yeah, they saw. I don't know anything because after that.
I know. I'm just saying. The teenage boy was arrested in connection with the incident, but released without charge. The case now will be referred to the Garda National Youth Division Bureau. So they're obviously underage then. Yeah, how old would you say they were?
I think maybe 15.
16. Has anything like this ever happened to you or your friends before? I know you're originally from Pakistan, but you've lived here over. Bangladesh. My apologies.
Bangladeshi.
Apologies for that. But you're here like over 20 years.
23 years running. 24 years running.
Have you ever experienced hate or physical violence like this before?
No, I'm not. I'm living 2003 to 2019, I live in Glanmire. Not a single touch happened in Glanmire. Even a lot of people know that we are come from the outside the country. A lot of people is, I don't say that one, they are very hate incident happened in Glanmire. Not a single word they talk with us that we don't like or go back to your country, something like that, no.
So this was the first incident of racial abuse and assault?
In my life, yeah.
Yeah.
My 24 years life in Ireland.
Yeah. But your children saw this assault on you. Your children heard these things. Home.
Yeah, my son is really traumatized at this moment, and I don't say he's very sick, but he's small bit mentally sick, because last night around 2 o'clock he just woke up because he thinks that he saw the dream that is in front of him. I am in a blooded face in front of him. So he just woke up and he just touched me that I'm okay or not.
But I hear that they're very upset. Your son and your daughter are very upset.
Well.
They cry a lot since this happened to their dad. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Even when the ambulance came to collect me, and my daughter is totally fully like, I don't know how can I say, but her face is totally dead because she thinks that something a very bad thing happened with my daughter, with my son, with my dad.
My dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be not back again to back home.
Maybe what?
Maybe I cannot go. I cannot come back again at home with them, because it's so much blood on my face that she was really very scared.
They're afraid to look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're their dad, and they don't want to see you in pain, and they don't want to see your face swollen. They don't want to see the stitches.
Yeah, that's true.
They thought you were going to die at one stage.
At one stage, yeah.
So Carrigaline isn't home for you then, is it? At Carrigaline, or are you in Glanmire?
No, I'm living in Carrigaline from 2019.
Okay, and how are things in Carrigaline? Do you notice that there's a problem with antisocial behaviour in the area?
There is some small incident happened, but not like very severe like what I had. There is rules. I don't say that one is very good like before or very bad like what incident going on around the all Ireland. But there is a lot of gang is going around in Carrigaline. So the small gangs is going around, and they are doing a lot of things that is not, it is unacceptable.
Yes.
Because I tell you, the recent one does not happen very serious like me. One of my friends lost the money in the Parmentier's bin in Carrigaline. Parmentier's bin. He went to the Parmentier's bank.
Yes.
Okay. And then he finished the work and he going to the Super Belu in Carrigaline. And suddenly a gang of boys sit down in front of the Super Belu. They say hi, hello to that man, to my friend. And he replied to them with a smile that, yes, hi, hello, how are you? How is doing today? But when he crossed that gang, they threw a bottle of water back of his T-shirt. And he makes his T-shirt wet and everything. He just, because if he come back that time, they start fighting. So he don't say anything and he just turn around, look at them and go inside the Super Belu.
Yeah, well, clearly
that
he felt unsafe.
That kind of thing's happening.
Yeah, yeah. That's so unfortunate, you know, they would see,
yeah.
You know, unfortunately, you know, there's no excuse for those kind of unprovoked racist or physical or violent attacks. It's awfully, awfully sad. Does it change how you feel about being here or how safe perhaps your children will be as they grow up?
No, I am really scared at this moment because, you know, that I know that they underage, they released from the Gardi, but everything. But I am living in Carrigaline, and my daughter is going to the school, my son is going to school. I don't know what happened to them in future.
That's my point. Do you worry about how they may be treated because of where they're from or the color of their skin?
Yeah, I'm worried about them as well because they can, this kind of boy or this kind of gang can do anything, anytime. They can do harm my daughter. They can do harm my son as well.
That worries you.
Yeah, I'm worried even the day and night as well.
Awfully, awfully sad.
Because there is a, because when I don't blame anyone, but I want to tell you one thing. But when the incident happened, as we know, that if you call the 999, that is supposed to respond straight away, respond coming quickly. As I don't say that it's come back with a second, but I'm really over half an hour waiting on the bridge to come someone to respond.
30 minutes for response time, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And then when I come to the, because I'm full of blood and the paramedic give me the bandage. So I came to home and I washed my hand. And then one of my neighbor give a call to the hospital to the ambulance. And I think I wait over 30 minutes to get ambulance.
Yeah, it's far from perfect. It's far from
because
perfect.
That time that lady was scared because my bleeding wasn't stopped. That time was bleeding. The bleeding was dropping on that time and bleeding not stopped that time.
Well,
for
listen,
that reason, she was buried.
Thankfully, you got all of that sorted out, albeit still in an awful lot of pain. Listen, I want to say, Syed, thank you so much for sharing your story. Alarming and sad as it is for you to go through something like that and your children to have to witness it.
Yeah. No, it is, if you're on by, sorry, it is with you as well. I just want to tell to everyone that immigrant people is not that you are punching or facing or something like that, because we have a lot of contribution in the society as well.
Yes, absolutely.
That we are not doing all the bad things, so we are not doing the very harm for the society, that we are get the treat like that.
Okay, you're right, 100%. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Look after yourself, Syed, you and your family.
Thank you, sir.
Mind yourself.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Thank you.
Text 0868104106 and we'll pick it up after 11. Get involved in the conversation. You can always pick up the phone 0818104106.